One day the king met Kokilarishi, a great saint. And you know, the saints, people when they meet the saints, generally they want to know about the future and about the past. So in this moment, the king, he asked the Kokilarishi, hey saint, tell me please, which karma did my previous life and then became a king? And because I'm a king, everybody's so pleased with me. In my kingdom, there's no calamity, nothing bad happens in my kingdom. It always rains nicely, according to the season. Also, it's hot, it's rains. Also, we can get agriculture very nicely. Everybody's happy in our kingdom. There's no dacoits in this kingdom. Please tell me, which punya karma I did in my previous life, that by result I'm the king and everybody in my kingdom is so happy? Then Valkyrarishi, he told, listen king, you did some nice things in the past, yes. Actually, you did not do any good things in the past, no. Actually, you were a great sinner. You used to do only bad things. You used to go to the prostitute place. You were very evil. Listening to this, the king was thinking, but how did I become a king then? The Vakilarishi told, hey king, I'll tell you about your previous life. With my divine vision, I'm seeing, and I'll tell you what happened in your previous life. The saints, they are Trikalagya. They know past, present, and future. They know. They have a third eye. The saints have a third eye. How many eyes do we have? Only two eyes. But the saints, the high class saints, they have how many eyes? Three eyes. He can see with this eye. So Vakilarishi told, in previous life you are a very terrible person, evil person. Not only that, also you used to go to prostitute ladies and stealing, doing many bad things. So he said, how can I be the king? Because the Shastra explains, you can only have a good son if you have punya karma, pious deeds from previous life, and you can get a good son. If it's in your destiny, a good wife, then you can get a good wife who will sweep the floor, not hit you on your back with the broom. The wife will have to broom somewhere, maybe the floor or maybe your back. Shastri is saying, I'm not saying. Bhagya Bharja means this. Taperaja also. If you do austerities, you can get a kingdom. You cannot get money so easily like that. If you did good deeds in your previous life, then you can get money. Some people, they endeavor a lot and they don't get money. And some people, they put their hand in anything and so much money comes to him. He can invest anywhere and money comes, profit, profit. Other people, they work so hard, but they cannot get money, earn money. God created everything. But one person gets food, many kinds of food, for example, full plate, and another person, cannot even fulfill his own belly. Why is that? Because of the karma from previous life. So we are blaming to others, but actually, according to the karma we did in previous life, this is coming back to us. The fruits of your, the results of your activities, they're running back to you. Just like a horse, they're running back to you. All the results of everything you did in the past, but you don't know. So you come here, and so you get a wife, husband, son, according to the activities you did in a previous life. The result is bringing this to you. Because everything is attained because of the karma. So Krishna told, you have the right to do karma, and now give the fruits. You have the right to make karma, but who will give the fruits? I will give Krishna to. So, but on, you know, all the karma will be destroyed or finished when you surrender to Govinda. Understand? If you surrender to Govinda, all your karma will be destroyed. Okay, so I'll continue the story. And so Vakila Rishi told to the king, "Hey Maharaj, listen about your previous life history. It's very important. Listen carefully, open your ears and listen well, very well." Sorry, Vakila Rishi told, "Hey king, in your previous life, you used to drink and to stay with the wife of others, or like illegally associating with ladies. But I tell you something. You used to stay in the, like with the prostitutes and any lady, but something amazing happened. One day, your wife, I mean the woman you had, she became with high fever. She was like almost dying, and because you're so attached to her, you didn't eat anything in that day. And also she didn't eat anything in that day as well. But it was a day of Ekadashi that day. You didn't know. Both did not know that it was Ekadashi day. And they did Nirjala Vrata unknowingly. They did not even drink one drop of water. And then on the day of Ekadashi, she died. So this prostitute, she became now your wife, your queen. So unknowingly, you, your wife, she followed the vow of Ekadashi without even drinking water. And now she became your wife, a religious queen. And now, sorry, later, what happened? You were suffering for her, feeling, missing her so much and thinking about her. Then also you were almost not eating anymore. So in the next Ekadasi also you also stayed the whole day without drinking and eating, and so you left your body. And by because of this, now you became the king. So see the glories of Ekadasi. If somebody just follows Ekadasi, knowingly or unknowingly, how many fruits the person gets. So listening to this, this king Rukmanga, that he became even more enthusiastic. Wow, just by unknowingly following Kandasi, I got these results. I followed Najjala unknowingly, and by these fruits I became the king. So Rukmanga, he announced in all his kingdom, "In my kingdom, everyone must follow Ekadasi. Those who not follow Ekadasi will be kicked out from the kingdom." So the day before Ekadasi is called Dashami Tithi, and at that time there was no mic. So the people of the king, you know, they used to bring some drums. I've seen in the market. Durga Puja is about to start. Just like some kind of bell or something, or some instrument. How do you say this? I think some metal or something they're beating, and then for people to gather. Nowadays, science, technology is improving so much. They have mics and speakers. But at that time, they used to announce like this. So in this crossroads of the, they used to go and doing some banging a pen and then calling everyone. "Tomorrow is Ekadasi. Everybody must fast Ekadasi prasadam. Cannot eat rice and wheat, etc. Those who will not follow Ekadasi Vrat, they'll be kicked out from the kingdom, or there will be death penalty upon them." So everybody started following Ekadasi. Sorry. So the kingdom started to progress so well, so much wealth, money, all the subjects so happy. No, if there's some unhappiness in your life, in your house, if you follow Ekadasi, you see all that unhappiness will disappear. Yes. Even if somebody's about to die, but he's not yet giving up his body, you can give one fruit of Ekadasi to him, like offer with some tulsi leaf, water of the Ganges, and some sesame seed. And you can say, if in my life I have already followed some Ekadasi vow, I offer the fruit of one Ekadasi to him. And you can see that the person will die. Because like the person is not dying, like he's suffering on the bed of death.
Deathbed,
so... So you see the glories of Ekadasi. This is true. You're recording it? Okay. So, Mahadev told, okay. That's okay. So Maya said, oh, yay. So Maya, she came in the form of a young woman. And this Rukmangda Mudai, he went to hunt in the jungle. Before, in ancient times, they used to hunt these kings. Actually, they didn't want really to hunt. Actually, they used to go to hunt just to see these dacoits which were hidden in the forest. And then he used, like, by the pretext of hunting, he used to go to the forest to catch dacoits and gangsters, criminals. Okay, so he went very far away in the forest, and he saw it was only jungle. There's no way to go. And then he went even to the dense forest, even more dense forest, and he saw one girl. Actually, it was Maya, and she was like a beautiful girl crying, like a sobbing and crying. King asked her, "Who are you?" She said, "My parents, they have kicked me out from my house." "Why? Why did they kick you out?" "Oh, I have some problem in some planet in my birth chart, and something. And if I'm married to someone, this person will die. So that's why nobody wants to marry me. So my parents, they told me to get out of the house. So I came here to kill myself." Then King said, "Don't worry, I'll marry you," because you know she was very beautiful. So the king Rukmangda, in that same forest, he made a Gandharva marriage with her. But at that time, the queen told, "I can marry you for only one condition. If you cannot say anything against my desire. Whatever I want, you have to do exactly what I want. This is called this stubbornness of the ladies. I cannot even say the word. Stay hard." You see, she's saying, but actually, you know, this is the stubbornness of the ladies. So I cannot even speak about this. So the older queen, she also welcomes the new queen very nicely. But I told, on the day of the Dashami, one day before Ekadasi, it's called Dashami. So the people of the king, they used to go everywhere announcing the next day of Ekadasi, playing this, dig 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 dig, together everyone up, and said, used to say, "Tomorrow is Ekadasi. Everybody must follow Ekadasi. Those who will not follow Ekadasi, this person will be kicked out from the kingdom." And then this younger queen, she listened to this. "What? Ekadasi, Ekadasi. I will not do this." Then she said, "I will not follow Ekadasi. Actually, on the day of Ekadasi, I will eat things which are even prohibited. I will eat on the day of Ekadasi. Like things that I not even eat generally, I will eat on the day of Ekadasi." But this news that came in the ears of the king. "Oh, queen, if you don't follow Ekadasi, nobody in the kingdom will want to follow. everybody will say, Maharaj, even your young queen not follow Ekadasi, so why would we follow? So please, the car 7645, the car, please you have to remove it. So the king, Maharaj Rukmanga, told, you have to follow Ekadasi. She said, what is saying about Ekadasi in Shastra? This, she bribed the Brahmanas. And the Brahmanas told, yeah, Ekadasi stands for Babaji's. Women should not even follow Ekadasi. Some people say, young girls should not even follow Ekadasi. Some people say like this. Many people, they do these things. No, don't touch the feet of a sadhu. You are a small girl, you cannot touch the feet of a sadhu. Shastra says, just by having the darshan of the sadhu, you can get Bhagavan. And people say, don't touch the sadhu. Actually, if you touch the sadhu, all your sins will be destroyed. Maya is like this. Maya is creating these things. So this young queen, new queen, she had bribed the Brahmanas, you know, before. And then the Brahmanas also told, oh, yeah, yeah. Ladies should not follow Ekadasi, yes. Especially young girls, like young ladies. No need to follow Ekadasi. Who should follow Ekadasi? Who will follow Ekadasi? Those who are old, or the Babaji's. Because the sadhus did not have anything else to do. What did they have to do? Every day they're only sleeping and eating anyway, so they must follow Ekadasi, not normal people. The sadhus, they must follow Ekadasi. Understand? But the grihasthas should not at all, should not follow Ekadasi, no. The grihasthas should not follow at all Ekadasi. Because if you don't eat on Ekadasi, you'll be weak. So Shastra is, this is only for filling up the stomach, isn't it? Some people, they're just saying these things from Shastra just to fill up their stomachs and this and that. But the king told Ho Queen, no, the saint of Akhilesha told me about the power of Ekadasi. But in previous life, unknowingly, I follow Ekadasi fruits. That's why I got this position of king, so I have to follow Ekadasi. But the young queen told, I will not follow Ekadasi. And actually, on the day of Ekadasi, I'll eat everything I should not do. Like, I will drink alcohol, I'll eat eggs on the day of Ekadasi, I will eat meat on the day of Ekadasi. I understand. So some people say like this, this bad preaching, that on the day of Ekadasi you should eat. Like these things, people have so much many bad conceptions. But Maharaj told, no. And then the queen told, I will follow Ekadasi with one condition. Which one? You, Rukmangada, and your wife, old queen, you have to bring one, like a saw, you know, just for cutting wood, kind of saw. And then you bring one of these. And then your oldest son, his name is Dharmangad. So chop off his head. And laughing, smiling, without even one drop of tears in your eyes, then I can follow Ekadasi. So Dharmangada and the older queen, they told, oh Maharaj, Maharaj, in any condition, you should never give up Ekadasi. My son can die, no problem. But you must establish the Ekadasi. And also the son, also Dharmangada also told. And also the older queen also said. So everybody, they got together in that great assembly. Today, the king Rukmangad will chop off the head of his own son, Dharmangad, with a saw. Okay, if you cut with a sword, okay, like pa, but the saw is like slowly, tick, 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 tick. You know? From one side, the queen, and another one, the king. So actually, Brahmaji himself came to witness that. Shivaji also appeared. How is this possible? Is there any parent, mother or father in this world that could do this? Chop off the head of his own son or daughter? So Brahmaji himself appeared. And Shivaji also appeared. And everybody was sitting. And you can see, Maharaj put the saw on top of the head of Dharmangad. In one side the queen, another one the king. And then in this moment, Swayam Bhagavan Vishnu, he appeared. When Bhagavan Vishnu appeared, then this young queen from far, she did pranam to Vishnu and she came, like, step behind, step out. Maharaj, no need to cut. How for establishing the truth and the Dharma, he was prepared to sacrifice his own son. Because Shastra explains, where Vishnu Bhagavan appears, Maya steps out. So he himself, the young queen, she told, I am not your queen. Actually, I am directly Maya Devi. I came just to test you. I came to test you, actually. People say. So amazing. So what is the teaching? I just told briefly the story. In any stage, in any condition, we must never give up Ekadasi. Everybody should follow the Ekadasi vow. Okay, I told in the morning, you can take fruits like in the Ekadasi Prasada. You eat on Ekadasi, yes. Mahaprabhu told, eat until you almost throat in your neck, almost throw up, sorry. And then dance in the company of the devotees. Glory of Ekadasi. So everybody should follow Ekadasi. This Ekadasi directly Bhagavatata. So Ekadasi is directly Vishnu Shakti Swarupini. The potency of Lord. So there's the story of the Muradvaita, this demon, he used to worship Lord Shiva. And then he asked to Shiva one blessing. Shiva is a very simple person. If you worship Shiva, you can just offer him a bell leaf and a water of the Ganges and he'll be pleased with you. Shiva will tell, ask for a benediction. And he'll not look here and there, like Shiva will give it with easily. That's why people worship so much Shiva and they offer water to him. Because with Shiva you don't need to do anything. Just offer to him a bell pata, means one leaf of bell tree, marmalade, and then offer. Okay, don't take offense or anything. Those worship Shiva. Who worship Shiva? Demons worship Shiva, generally. Yeah, some devotees also, devotees, not all the demons, not all our demons, but generally, mostly, don't understand wrong. Oh, Maharaj, I'm worshiping Shiva, I am a demon. I'm not saying this. You are a devotee, you're a Vaishnava, you're not a demon. Understand? So who was the demon? Muradvaita. So some demon called Mura. So Shiva told, ask for a benediction. Oh, I want the Amar Bar, means I want to be immortal. And then Bhagavan Shiva told, I cannot give you this benediction. Okay. Who is the best demigod? Shiva told, the best god is Vishnu. Best demigod. Amongst the demigods. So Muradvaita said, okay, I want the blessing that not even Vishnu can kill me. Shiva told, I give you this benediction. Not even Vishnu will be able to kill you. Then this Muradvaita became very like a, like a, laughing like this. Very arrogant. Oh, not even Vishnu can kill me. Who will be able to kill me? No, a demon. Because he was thinking, okay, highest demigod is Shiva. Oh, sorry, it's Vishnu. Shiva told. So I thought, if not even Vishnu will be able to kill me, others will also not be able to kill me. So, in one sense, I became Amar, like immortal. Nobody will be able to kill me. So Muradeta started to torment everyone. Torment? Because the nature of the demons is to do tormenting people. In Gita, Bhagavan says there are two kinds of people in this world. Shloka explains. It's a verse of Bhagavad Gita, and also in Padma Purana, there's the same verse also in Padma Purana. In this world, there are two kinds of people. Those who have mode of demigods, they are devotees. And those who are not like this, they are demons. So, what did I say? Those who are mode of demigod, they are devotees. And those who are not like this, they are demons. So, this Muradeta started tormenting everyone and disturbing everyone. And everybody was trying to save themselves. Save me, but who would save the people? Even Brahma and Shiva, they ran away. Then, all the demigods, they prayed to Bhagavan Vishnu. Bhagavan Vishnu thought, Shiva is my great devotee. Who is the best devotee of Lord? My name is not in this list, not also your name. Who is the best among the devotees? Shiva. Shiva is the best among the demigods. Sorry, Shiva is the highest amongst all the devotees. So Vishnu thought, oh, Shiva is my best devotee and my great devotee Shiva. He gave a benediction to someone, so I also must fulfill this blessing he gave. Okay, Bhagavan Vishnu started fighting with Muradeta, but knowingly Vishnu was not killing him. Like he was only like beating him 2-4 slaps. You know, Vishnu has he has weapons in his hands, and with the gada, the mace, Bhagavan Vishnu was like beating him so much and making him like kicking him out. If Vishnu wanted, he could have killed him at once. But just to protect the word of Shiva, Vishnu did not cut the throat of Muradeta. He was just like beating him 2-4 times and then letting him go, running away. Then again he's coming back, beat me like this, like wanting to fight. Then with the gada, the mace, Vishnu beat him so much and then he also ran away. Okay, then again he came back. But one day Bhagavan Vishnu, he came to a cave, the cave in the mountain, and Vishnu was taking rest. Bhagavan Vishnu, he was in Yoga Nidra, taking rest. Where? Inside the cave of a mountain. And then this demon Mura thought, Muradeta, oh, this is the best time. I have to attack and kill Vishnu now. Thinking like this, this demon Muradeta, he came to attack Bhagavan Vishnu. Vishnu knows everything, you know, because Vishnu knows everything. But still, knowing the Bhagavan, he was like in Yoga Nidra, sleeping. After some time, Bhagavan Vishnu, he woke up from his dream, from his sleeping, and he saw that the body of Muradvaita was cut into pieces. His head was one place, his arm, legs, everything like cutting pieces and pieces. Bhagavan saw this and thought, who killed him? Then he saw also a little bit ahead. There was a beautiful lady, girl, like a young girl. Like 12-year-old girl. So beautiful. Shasta describes her beauty. And she was folding her hands. And she was doing many prayers to Bhagavan Vishnu. Bhagavan Vishnu asked her, Who killed this demon, Muradeta? And she told, hey Bhagavan, I killed him. But who are you? Hey Prabhu, I came from you. I was born from you, from your body. I saw that you were sleeping in Yoga Nidra, and this Muradeta, he came to attack you. So that's why I manifest from your own body. And I killed him. Then Bhagavan Vishnu told, oh, very nice. Ask for a benediction then. No. You did whatever I could not do. Because, you know, remember, Shiva gave a blessing to that demon that Vishnu would not be able to kill him. But you see, now the Shakti of Vishnu protected Vishnu himself. So Vishnu told, you were able to do something I could not do. So ask for a benediction. Then she told, hey Bhagavan Vishnu, if you want to give me some blessing, just like people in this world worship you, I also want that people worship me in the same way. Another car I have to. Please remove your car from the way, because the bus needs to go somewhere. Some person forgot his telephone number, and then some story. So he was seeing his, checking his diary, his own. He was so learned. If I can, because so sometimes you forget the name of your license plate number of your car, so you have to write it down. One person is very intelligent and he could not remember even his number of his car, like license plate number. And then some person said, but it's such an easy number, why don't you remember? He said, but if I can write in the diary, why to keep in my mind if I can write anywhere? And I can check all the time, so no need to keep in my mind. Okay, so Vishnu told, now I give you the name Ekadashi. Ekadashi Titi. Just like Bhagavan is worshipped, so in the same way Ekadashi also is worshipped like Bhagavan. That's why Ekadashi Titi is the mother of devotion. Ekadashi Titi is also called Madhava Titi and also called Harivasara Titi. Ekadashi Titi is known by many names. Which names? Ekadashi, you already know. And also second, Madhava Titi also called Harivasara Titi. Upavas. Harivasara means to stay near Hari. Upavasa means to sit near God, to stay near God. For example, you are sitting now next to God or not? How? You are listening to his Harikata by chanting his holy names. Upavasa means also fasting, but also means sitting or staying next to God. Oh Maharaj, I'm doing Nirjala, but I didn't do Bhagavad Bhajan, did not listen to Harikata, so it was useless, your fasting, full fast was useless. If you could only attain Bhagavan by eating fruits, so many monkeys are there. Did they attain to God? My Gurudev Shlavamana Goswami used to give this example. If you can get attain to God only by eating fruits, like only fruits, how many monkeys are there? And did they attain to God? So one teacher told, everybody must drink cow milk. Everybody drink cow milk. Because if you drink cow's milk, you'll be with your intelligence. It will be good for your intelligence, your mind. Don't drink milk from buffalo. Maybe somebody here who drinks buffalo milk might be upset. But you should drink which kind of milk? From cow. So one day one student told, if by drinking cow milk we'll be intelligent, so the calf for 1 year is just drinking the cow milk, and still the calf is so stupid, not intelligent. One student told this to the teacher. Did you understand, brother? Did you? What did I say? Stand up and tell what I said in Hindi. What did I say? You. What have I told? If by drinking cow's milk you become so intelligent, the cow for 1 year he's drinking cow milk, and he's so stupid, you know, the ox. So what should you do? Upavas. So it's a joke. Okay, so upavas means to stay near to whom? To Bhagavan. This is the real fasting. You know what's the best way to stay near God? Listen, Harikatha. My Gurudev gave an example. Very beautiful. So he used to tell us, what is the best, closest, most intimate service to God? Do you know? Prasada Seva, the most intimate. Isn't it? Because prasada is no different from God. The prasada of Lord is no different from Lord. So if you're taking Bhagavad Prasada, you're very near to Lord, isn't it? Everybody serve Mahaprasada, but today serve fruits. Anukalpa, you should eat less, not so much. But we are eating a lot today, Bihadkalpa. But actually, should be every day. We should not eat on the day of Ekadasi. You get a lot of it and eat a lot, isn't it? Yes. So, you should serve Mahaprasada. Don't eat Mahaprasada. My Gurudev used to say, don't chant holy names. Serve holy names. So this language of Vaishnava, Vaishnavas are like this, you have to remember. Don't chant holy names. You should serve holy names. So when you chant holy names, you think I'm serving holy names. Don't eat prasada. You should serve Mahaprasada. So this language of the Vaishnavas, they are different. But people don't understand. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Prabhupada, in Madras, in one hall, he was giving lecture for 1 hour. And so many others were there. I heard, this is in the Prabhupada's biography. So for 1 hour he was giving katha, and after 1 hour Bhaktisiddhanta Prabhupada, he asked, I spoke, did you understand what I spoke? Oh, some things we could not understand. Why? We never heard these words before. I'm just like, I said, don't chant holy names, serve holy names. People will not understand. What is serve holy names? Don't eat Mahaprasada. You have to serve prasadam. So even great pandits cannot understand. We eat food. We eat prasada. No. You should serve Mahaprasada. So these words of the Vaishnavism, they have different, like we have our own language in the Vaishnavism, some expressions. Today in the morning I told how much the tendency to serve of the mothers, of the ladies. Yes. I wanted to remember about Umadidi. Once Umadidi, she asked to my Gurudev Srila Vamana Goswami Maharaj, she told, hey Gurudev, the Vaishnavas, they serve, the brahmacharis, they serve you so much. They cook for you, they massage your feet, they wash your clothes. I'm a woman, so I cannot serve. Because the rules of the Shastra are like this. Just chant holy names and take prasada and listen Harikatha for women. So Umadidi told. So please, in next life, I want to become a brahmachari. Umadidi, she'll tell you this one. But Gurudev, what did he tell you? he said, I'm so upset with what you're saying. Because this, as a woman, you have a natural tendency to serve, and men, they don't have this. This is true or not? A woman serving the house. Try to compare it with it. How much service she does. This is true. In the spiritual world also, you can see. The gopis, they do so much service. That's why Krishna is pleased with them. You see, gopis, they cook fried things and bring for Krishna, bring to Krishna preparations. What do you need to please Krishna? Cook very nicely for him. Understand? Yes. The ladies, they have this art. Men don't. Okay, maybe two or four men, they know how to cook. I'm not saying that all men are good or bad in cooking, no. But the ladies, they have this natural tendency to serve. You see, she has a boy and a girl. Puja Didi, she has two kids. Keshav, one boy, and Gaurangi, one girl. When they grow older, Keshav is older. He'll tell to his younger sister, bring me a glass of water. But the younger sister will never, ever tell to, oh, Keshav, brother, bring me water. It's natural. You can see. Because naturally, ladies have the tendency to serve so much. And men don't have that. Sometimes some exception is there. But generally, if you see, it's like this. Ladies have so much tendency to serve. So the tendency of service of the gopis is so much. And they please Bhagavan. Bhagavan becomes pleased with the gopis. Why? Because they serve so much. They have so much tendency to serve. Bhagavan becomes pleased. How? If you serve him, he'll be pleased with you. The more you serve. This is true. So all, I do pranam obeisance to all the mothers. Please be merciful to me. Today in the morning I told. What did I say? What is the meaning of sannyasa mantra? It's to attain gopi bhav. Gurudev told. We are chanting the mantra to attain which bhav? Gopi bhav. Without a female body, you cannot serve well God, because the best service you can do to God is in the female body. Don't understand wrong. Don't come for the negative and understand in a positive way. The best service to God takes place in this bhava, like gopi bhava, so female body. Remember the story of Jackie Patnis. My Gurudeva many times used to tell us this story about the wives of the brahmanas, of the sacrifice. These Jagik Brahmanas, they were trying to get happiness of Swargaloka, and they were doing Swaha Swaha. And the Gopas came and asked them food, and they told him to go away. And then Krishna told to his friends, go to the wives of the Brahmanas. I think 22nd chapter, 10th canto, or 23rd chapter, you can read this story of the Jagik Patanis, the wives of these Brahmanas. When the Sakas told, Krishna Balaram, they are in Ashoka Bhatika. When they told this to the wives of the Brahmanas, they brought all the food for it was meant for the Vishnu Puja, to give the fire sacrifice, the ahuti, to offer the fire sacrifice. They bought everything and took to Ashoka Bhatika, this place in the forest, where Krishna and Balaram, they were grazing the cows with the friends. And so beautiful. And so Bhagavan gave mercy to these wives of the Brahmanas. So there are thousands of examples. So the tendency of service of women is high. Okay, some women, they are like Surpanaka. This is another point. This is not for all the ladies. Some ladies are like Surpanaka, but the woman, so the more the country honors the ladies, the more that country will be higher in the spirituality. Doesn't mean that the woman has to climb on your head. No, I'm not saying this. Women have to climb on your head. No, they climb on you. No, I'm saying that they have to honor and respect everyone. Thank you.
after you cried a bit, then it would start working quite well. I was like, oh, that's interesting. Maybe there is, it literally maybe is something to do with there is some karma there. Maybe something in your mercury. I said that before.
Should I finish? Let me just stop. Beginning of English translation, some problem. The connection is there. We'll send in the WhatsApp. Those who want to listen. For their standing, everybody should come from Madrid Parikrama.
Everyone will have heard the exchange.
Delete our presentation. Delete our presentation.